I think it's vitally important that the Garda station retains the hours that it had, because, you know, the Donegal time is probably one of the signature times in the county, and it's very important that the station retains its hours. It had been a 24-hour station here in Donegal time, and the proposal now from the Gardaí is to remove that down to a lot more reduced hours, with a total opening hours of probably about 6 hours a day, from 10 to 2 in the morning, and from, I think, 8 to 10 at night as well, which I think is a really retrograde step, and it's a very bad blow. It's something that shouldn't be happening at this stage in Ireland.
And there was a public meeting held last evening in relation to this. I'm sure there was much concern expressed by local residents.
There was a huge amount of concern, and there was about 100 people at the meeting, which I think was a good turnout, because people feel, I think, that there's very little they can do, but it's vitally important for people to get out and let their voice be heard. And this is the start of a campaign, the start of a process to ensure that the opening hours are kept of the station in Donegal time. And we're at the end, supposedly, out of this difficulty now, economic difficulty that we've had, and yet we see the opening hours of this being threatened now. So what we have to do is a two-pronged campaign, really. One, to get tackling the Gardaí locally and nationally to say that, you know, this can't happen, and to delay the opening. And then we have to have a campaign for the political pressure nationally as well to ensure that it doesn't happen in the future. Because ultimately, it is Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that are responsible for this. They are in control of the country. They are cutting back the funding for the Gardaí, and they're making sure that these changes take place.